Welcome to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Debbie and Greg Peters. Welcome to another episode of the Third Generation Networking Podcast. I'm Greg Peters, the reluctant networker, and with me is my co-host, my mom, the networking guru, and my retired business partner, Debbie Peters. Hi, Mom.
Thank you, Greg. I'm glad you remember that.
I made sure I got the retired business partner in there this time.
Yeah. Yeah. People say, what are you doing with all your time? I'm like, yeah, right.
My talk son with makes Greg, me work.
Will you please? Yes.
So what else have you been doing lately other than slaving away over a hot computer?
Well, let me think. What have I been doing? Not a lot, because you know I had my ear surgery.
Oh, that's right.
And yeah, so the first week I was kind of like tired. And this week I have been doing a little bit more. So I don't know what I've been doing a lot of reading.
Oh, good. Yeah. You know, this has been the summer of reading for me too. I've been not watching TV as much, and I just got a bunch of books out from the library, and I mean I've got a stack of them right over here next to me. And in fact, there were some that I remember when we first were visiting you at your house in Lake Orion, that you had. There was the Philip Jose Farmer River World series that you had just kind of tucked away in your bookshelf there.
Yeah. What was it called? What was it called?
River World. Yeah. So I've been rereading those because it's been such a long time since I read them. I mean, what, it's been 40 years?
I was going to say, it's been such a long time since I've read them that I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't know if you actually ever did read them. I think you just had them there because you thought we'd be interested.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, I guess we should talk about some networking here at some point.
Right? I know.
So we had some nice questions come in. By the way, if you ever have any questions about networking, we would truly appreciate it if you would send them to us, because we are always looking for things to talk about. We are on episode 122 now, and being able to find new ways to delve into these concepts is always something we're looking for. So please do send them to us. This one actually came in from our good friend, Paula Burney, and she was telling us about a situation that she had where she went to a networking event and she sat down at a table and discovered that everyone at that table was from the same company. And not only was it difficult to network, but they all sort of ignored her and just were talking about their work. So I guess, first of all, how do we deal with that? I mean, I know you've had to have experienced this over the years, and I know I've run into the same situation. So how do you deal with it?
So first of all, when you find out, because people don't look alike when they work at the same company. So you may sit down and think.
Although sometimes they do. Sometimes they've all got the same shirt on.
Right. Let's pretend they didn't. And then you find out that, they're all from the same company. You can still turn a lemon into lemonade by thinking of, well, the person on either side of me works for the same company, but they probably do different things within the company. Sure. So one of the ways you can get conversations started is to say, well, tell me what you actually do for XYZ, and ask the same when you carry on the conversation will go from there, because you'll ask some more questions. Mm-hmm. And then you can turn to the other person and do that. It's not the best, but it's better than just saying, well, here I am stuck with six people from XYZ.
I'll just eat my rubber chicken and go home.
Yeah. And they obviously are not experienced networkers. They were not experienced networkers because, number one, first of all, they sat together.
Yep.
And second of all, Paula said they got up and left early, which is a networking no-no. Unless, who knows what was going on. Maybe there was an emergency. We don't know. Mm-hmm. But to get up as a group and leave, and you make a statement then, especially with the person you've left behind, that I don't even want to connect with them because they're not, they don't take other people into consideration. They're not very nice people.
Okay.
They may be nice people, but they're not
behaving polite, in a nice way.
Yeah. So at that point, the two things could happen. One is when you realize, and this would happen just because it's very early and maybe you see that they all have the same shirts, you can say, you know what? I see a friend across the room. Excuse me, I'm going to go join him. And just leave the table and go to a different table.
Yep. I mean, that's always an option. I might not even say anything. I might just, you know, kind of look over their shoulder. Oh, yeah. And kind of wave as if I'm waving to someone across the room.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
And it, you know, it is a little bordering on rude, but they've already been not bordering. They've crossed the line big time on rude.
Well, and to be fair, not everybody has heard our rule about don't sit with the same company. I mean, it's they've banded together because that's where they're comfortable.
Yeah.
And I see this all the time. I mean, I was at a speaking event not long ago, and you know, the tables were set up as tables of four. And there were four people all from the same company. Cause I always walk around and introduce myself to everybody. Yeah. And it's like, Oh, and you. Okay. So sometimes it helps if, I mean, let's talk about this from a different point of view, point of view of the perpetrators. You need to have someone, there's obviously someone who's sort of in power in that group, someone who's of a higher rank. They need to be the ones that comes out and say, do not sit with each other.
Yeah. We're going to sit at tables 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Yep. And when you and I go to a networking event, we never sit next to each other unless it's right. Completely by accident.
Yeah.
But the point of going to a networking event in the first place is to meet new people. It's not to talk. I mean, why don't you just all go out to coffee? And you can hash out whatever you need to hash out over the coffee.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we should call it the no clumping rule.
No clumping. There we go.
No clumps. So that's, you know, that's step two that you could take, which is, it takes a little moxie to do it, but knowing Paula, she has moxie. So she has moxie. Could do it. Yeah. And then we also have to take a look at it from the organizer point of view. And how can they make sure that that doesn't happen? So one of the things, I mean, informally, they can say when people check in, you know, you can sit wherever you want, but if you're here with your company, you might want to divide up. I mean, just say it and sit at different tables so you can get to meet other people. Mm-hmm. So just a little hint to people, or a little mentoring, I guess is better said. And then
I have a sign right at the registration table. If you're sitting with your company, you're sitting with the wrong company.
Yeah. The second thing is it could be actually a predicated. I know the Mommy Chamber in the summer in July, they do not have a speaker because typically the July lunch traditionally has been a little lighter attended just because mm-hmm. of the holidays, but actually is not playing out that way, but it doesn't matter. So they have set that aside as a networking meeting, and each year they have something different that we do as, you know, they figure it out. Colleen and Kristen are very creative and eventful. About 3 years ago, I think they decided to, everyone would come in and get an assigned seat.
No.
I can't believe the work that must have gone into this, because you did not sit next to anyone that at least they knew you knew, or anyone from the same company, or anyone from the same type of work, like no two financial planners or no two bankers are at the table. And then they had a formalized networking exercise that they taught them to use and then made them use it so that they actually got to know each other. I can remember my friend, Jeff Langendorfer, who is a banker. He's with Buckeye State Bank. He stood up at the end and said, this was the best because I got to meet someone that I probably would never have sat next to.
Yeah.
And, you know, he said, let me tell you about what I learned about her and her company. So it was great in that he was the one talking about this other company, and it made people listen.
Yeah. That's, I mean, and we've seen other mechanisms. I remember one time going to the Ann Arbor Chamber, and they handed you a business or a player playing card. And you know, the suits were, so you had to go to the clubs table or the spades table or the hearts table, whatever, designed to basically break you up. I mean, that's fairly random. But you know, it's better than nothing, and it does break up the large clumps at least.
Yes.
Of course, then you have people that just don't pay attention to it. No, I'm going to still sit with my friend. So.
Yeah. Well, they, when the chamber did that, they gave lots of warning. I think they still had people that, you know, well, I brought a guest and I want her to sit with me. And so, you know, as ever, Colleen and Kristen are so good at making people feel comfortable. So I'm sure that they managed to make that happen. But a lot of people got to sit with people they had never sat with before and meet them, actually. Mm-hmm. So if you're one of the perpetrators, don't ever do it again.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't, I mean, it's not necessary. No one there is going to hurt you, and you might actually learn something.
Yeah. And you know what, if you go as a group of four and three of your compatriots say, no, we want to sit together, be brave, separate yourself.
Yep.
You don't have to go with the other three. You can separate.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, when you do that, when you clump up like that, you are not serving yourself because you're not meeting anybody else, but you're also doing damage to the other people at the table because you don't get to meet.
Yeah. Think about the issue that Paula had. And looking back, I think I might have been at the same event that she's talking about, because I remember a clump of people walking out early.
Oh yeah.
And, but they were at the other end of the room, so I didn't know, you know, where they were sitting or who was sitting with them, or that they were sitting at the same table for that matter.
So then if that happens to you, look for my mom. She's probably in the room somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. What at that event, I actually sat at a table that I did not know. I knew a couple people there, I think, because I arrived, unusual for me, I was somewhat late, not a lot late, but a little bit late, because I couldn't find the place.
That happens.
Yeah. And it was in a construction area, and I'm like, am I supposed to turn here?
So, suddenly find a front loader parked in front of your car.
Yeah. Yeah. But what was really interesting was it was a group from a BNI chapter that all knew each other. They were sitting at the table. So even though it may not, I mean, you know, it may not have been the best method for them, but you know what? BNI is all about developing relationships with your members. So it may have been because it was an opportunity for them to meet outside the meeting with each other. But also, even though it was a BNI clump, for me, it was five or six different people, different, you know, jobs. So I didn't look at it as a clump.
For those of you who don't know, BNI, Business Network International, right. When you have a chapter, there's only one person of each type of business in that chapter. So in this case, you can almost look at BNI as being a common factor, a common point of interest that you have obviously had experience with in the past. So right there, you can you can talk about your common experience. So
you know, when it's happened to me, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've been at a table at a chamber lunch and, oh my gosh, there I am again with, you know, at least three or four people from the same company. And I've just gutted it out, you know, and said, you know, hopefully that won't happen next time. But I think in Paula's instance, I would have gotten up and moved.
Yeah. Well, especially they said, you know, she said that they were ignoring her.
Yeah.
They were spending all the time talking about stuff that was only of interest to them.
Yeah.
You know, why stick around?
So go up to the buffet and get your food and go someplace else.
Go sit someplace else. Yeah.
Lost.
It's one of the reasons you shouldn't bring a whole lot with you, so you can easily move to a different place.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else we should cover with this?
I think we are. I don't know if we've solved it, but we've at least brought some light to it.
We set up the sign saying, don't do this, go no further here.
So.
All right. Well, thank you all for tuning into our program today. If you enjoyed it, please comment on our Facebook pages. The information's in the episode notes. love to hear about your experiences. Have you ever had to deal with sitting at a table full of some other person's company and had challenges with the networking thereof? Or
were you the perpetrator? Were you
the perpetrator? So don't do that anymore. If you'd like to hear more from us, please do subscribe. We come back every single week and we would hate to miss you. Until next time, go out and make some great connections. Talk to you later, Mom.
All right. See you, Greg.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Greg and Debbie Peters. If you'd like to learn more about our new virtual training programs, go to connextnation.com.